This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen, Nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathiran amma ba'd. Brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala, I will be going through Nawakhidul Islam. In this series, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, it is a book that consists of some actions that might nullify a person's Islam. But before I do that, I think it is imperative and vital, crucial, brothers and sisters, that I go through the preventative factors, the conditions of a takfir, the dangers of takfir, taking into consideration the general takfir and the specific takfir, and other matters pertaining at takfir, and that enter into this chapter. Brothers and sisters, the reason why I feel it's vital and crucial to go through this is because a person, he might study this book, Nawakhidul Islam, and exit after studying the book and is going to be pumped up when it comes to Masail al-Kufri wa al-Tabdi'i wa al-Tafsiqh, matters pertaining takfir and tabdi' and tafsiqh, yani declaring a person to be a kafir, an innovator, and a transgressor, and he might let loose in maybe making judgments on other people without putting the correct fundamentals and principles in place. I've seen this many times. You learn about shirk, you learn about maybe sihr, and other matters that we're going to be studying in this book, and because of lack of comprehension and understanding, we begin to put one and one together, and we say two, and we start declaring other people to be kuffar, declaring to be them to be innovators, or maybe even disbelievers, people who have left the fold of Islam. And this is the same thing that my Shaykh Abdul Hamid Al-Hajuri, when I was in Dammaj, he went through, before we studied the book Nawakhid Al-Islam, him knowing that a person might come out of the book pumped up, and he might end up making takfir in an incorrect way, he went through these principles and fundamentals, these preventative factors and these conditions and the danger of it before he taught the book. So I will do the same, inshallah ta'ala. The first, I have split the mabhath into five. The first thing that I want to speak about, inshallah ta'ala, is khuturat al-takfir. Wa anna al-takfir la yuqamu bil-dhan. The danger of declaring a person to be a kafir, obviously incorrectly. And that takfir, when it comes to making takfir or calling another person a kafir, it is not established through assumptions or thought. Rather, one needs to be 100% sure that this individual has fallen into kufr. لا يقام بالظن. Then I want to move on to, inshallah ta'ala, the second part, which is موانع التكفير, the preventative factors of التكفير. Then, الفرق بين التكفير العام والخاص. The difference between the general takfir and also the specific takfir. And then, inshallah ta'ala, من الذي يقوم بتكفير المخالف. Who's the one that applies the takfir on the individual who might go against certain principles. And then, inshallah ta'ala, the last thing I will cover is الكفر يكون بالقول والفعل والاعتقاد. That one can leave the fold of Islam through a statement, through an action, and through a belief. And it's very, very important that we get very, very technical in this chapter. Why? Because there is the statements of the scholars in regards to these important big matters, and it requires a lot of concentration and transmitting statements of the scholars. And as for those who watch my videos, I'm not a person that normally tends to get very, very technical. I tend to get the statement, break it down. But I think it's very, very vital and crucial that we do get very technical, inshallah ta'ala, in this segment. But as we move on, I will try to break it down as much as possible. Qatar al-takfir. The danger of a takfir, وَأَنَّ التَّكْفِيرَ لَا يَكُونُ بِالظَّنِ. And that takfir is not established through maybe assumption, or maybe through lack of surety. Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, and also Imam Muslim, they narrated on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا كَفَّرَ الرَّجُلُ أَخَاهُ فَقَدْ بَاءَ بِهَا أَحَدُهُمَا. If a person now, he declares his brother to be a kafir, then he has fallen into one of the two. إِنْ كَانَ كَمَا قَالْ. If that which he says is correct, then be it. وَإِلَّا رَجَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ. Otherwise, it will end up backfiring on him. What have the scholars mentioned in regards to this hadith? They tend to mention two interpretations to it. The first one, Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, في ذكر أوجه الحديث, when it came to explaining the different angles or the different interpretations that the scholars, they give this hadith, أنه محمول على المستحل لذلك. That this kind of hadith is applied to the individual who does istihlal. Okay, let me try and break that down inshaAllah ta'ala. And then he says, وَهَذَا يَكْفُرْ. We know that the blood of a Muslim is haram. You cannot take his blood. His blood is sacred. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it haram upon us to take it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ وَأَعْرَاضُكُمْ حَرَامٌ. Your blood, your wealth, and your honor is sacred. It's haram for another person to take it. And time again we find that there is many proofs and evidences we being prohibited to killing a person. So the difference between making the blood of a person halal and maybe killing another individual due to the fact that you may have been angry with him, but at the same time on the back of your mind, you know that it's wrong for you to do, is that one of them, he believes that your blood is halal. He's making it halal, even though it is haram. As for the second individual, he became upset. It could be due to the fact that he took his money or he done something to his wife and he killed you. By the back of the mind, he knows that it is haram and he knows he's sinning. Naam. So in this case, the first case you find that it's istihlal. And this is the type that takes the person out of the fold of Islam. And istihlal is, brothers and sisters, to make something that is haram halal. To make something that is haram halal. Naam. Or to make something that is halal haram. I have a video on YouTube called, with quotation mark, and this is not what I believe, but I called it this name. Saudi Arabia is kafir because they make riba halal. I broke down the masail of istihlal, masail with the statements of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, a common doubt that the takfiris have. And inshallah ta'ala, you can go back to it on my channel. So if we now come with a scenario, I know that my brother Muhammad here, he is a person who is upon istiqamah. Person that is righteous. He hasn't done anything wrong. And I know that his blood is haram. But all of a sudden, for whatever reason, I declare him to be a kafir. I declare him to be a kafir, believing now for all of a sudden for an action that he may have done, which in fact is not worthy of him being called a kafir. I call him a kafir for whatever reason, believing now that his blood is halal. This is now istihlal, brothers and sisters. But if I kill Muhammad now because of something that he done to me and him are fighting and we're punching each other and we're fighting, but I kill him, but I know it's wrong, this is not istihlal. So this is what Imam Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala intended by it. And what also other scholars have mentioned in regards to the explanation of the hadith, لحوق الإثم لمن رمى أخاه المسلم الكفر من غير تأويل أمر مسلم. That when a person now declares his brother to be a kafir, what comes with it is a ithm, a sin of doing that specific action. We know it's wrong. We know it is wrong for a person now to call a innocent Muslim a kafir. And it's an action that is haram. And because of that action that he's fallen into, a person, he gets a sin for it. The person, he gets a sin for it. And that which shows this meaning is the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَنْ رَمَى مُؤْمِنًا بِكُفْرٍ فَهُوَ كَخَتْلِهِ. And it was narrated by Al-Bazzar. Whoever now accuses his believing brother or a believing individual with kufr, it is like he has killed him. فَهُوَ كَخَتْلِهِ. It's like he has killed him. Obviously, this individual is not physically killing this person, but the sin of killing an innocent soul, this person will get that sin for it. It's not like he's done the action, but the sin of that action And the magnitude of it is like killing an innocent soul. And another example I will try to, inshallah ta'ala, explain this with. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, Al-umratu fi Ramadan ta'dilu al-hajj. Performing umrah in the month of Ramadan, it is like doing hajj. Does that mean now the obligation of hajj has fallen off him? The answer is no. He gets the reward for it. And in this instance, likewise, when a person accuses his brother of being a kafir and he's not worthy of it, he gets the sin of killing a person. That's the magnitude that a person is fallen into. And brothers and sisters, Aisha radiallahu anha, and just to show you the wara that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us, and to be forgiving and to be sure in the judgments that we make over others, in whatever it might be. That which Aisha radiallahu anha mentioned of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he said, "Udra al-hudud an al-muslimin." Push away the public or the capital punishment from the Muslimin, mastata'a them, as long as you can. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُ مَخْرَجْ فَخَلُّوا سَبِيلَهُ. If there is a way out, then allow him. فَإِنَّ الْإِمَامَ أَنْ يُخْطِيَ فِي الْعَفْوِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَنْ يُخْطِيَ فِي الْعُقُوبَةِ. That a imam, a ruler, he errs in forgiving, is better than him erring in punishing. فَإِنَّ الْإِمَامَ أَنْ يُخْطِيَ فِي الْعَفْوِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَنْ يُخْطِيَ فِي الْعُقُوبَةِ. That the ruler, he errs in forgiving, is better than him erring in punishing. Imagine now, brothers and sisters, there's a 1% possibility that a person is not deserving of the capital punishment. That he's not deserving of the capital punishment. Or maybe even 5%. But then you carry out, because there's a 95% chance that he done that action. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to you, brothers and sisters, push it away. Imagine you find out after that 5%, he didn't actually carry that action out, and then you punished him and you took his life, or you cut his body parts. A capital punishment was applied to him, but later on you found out that he was wrong. So it's better that because of that 1% or that 5%, that this person is forgiven. And I heard my Shaykh Abdul Hamid Al-Hajjuri, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and give him a long life, an individual that holds a very, you know, big place in my heart. He's the one that taught me books in Aqeedah and Tawheed. When he was teaching Nawaqid al-Islam, I heard him say in his lesson of Nawaqid al-Islam that he heard Sheikh Muqbil bin Hadi al-Wadi'i say, لِأَنْ أُخْطِيَ فِي كَافِرٍ وَأَخُولُ فِيهِ مُسْلِمٍ. That I err in calling a kafir a Muslim أَهْوَنُ مِنْ أَنْ أُخْطِيَ فِي مُسْلِمٍ أَخُولُ فِيهِ كَافِرٍ. It is lesser of a danger or an evil, or lesser of a mistake, that I call a Muslim a kafir. Because if I declare now a Muslim to be a kafir, there's a lot of ahkam التي يترتب عليها. There's a lot of rulings now that apply to this person. ومنها, and from it, that you cannot pray on him. لا يقام على قبره. You cannot stand on his grave, you cannot seek forgiveness for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said to us, وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحْدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تُقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِهِ. Do not pray on any of them that died, meaning the munafiqs and disbelievers. وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِهِ, and do not stand at their graves. And likewise, we can't seek forgiveness for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, مَا كَانَ لِلنَّبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ. It wasn't from the way of the Prophet and also the way of the believers that they seek forgiveness for the mushriks. So all these ahkam, brothers and sisters, يَتَرَتَّبُ عَلَيْهِ لَا يَرِثُ وَلَا يُرَثُ. He cannot inherit, nor can he be inherited. And there's many other things that come with it. So because of this, brothers and sisters, our scholars, they used to take their time. They were very, very careful when it came to the i'rad of the Muslims. When it came to the honor of the Muslim, especially in these great matters of declaring a person to be a kafir, declaring to be an innovator or a fasiq, they were big affairs. They're not like raffle tickets as we see today giving them out. How people, they come out on the internet, maybe one of the most common, some that you can count maybe in 1 5-minute video, he says the word kafir maybe 10 times. And it's become such a small issue. So inshallah ta'ala, I want to move on to the section, لا يكفر أو لا يكفر بالظن، وأنه لا بد أن يكون كفره أوضح من شمس النهار. That one cannot be declared to be a kafir through maybe assumptions or lack of surety. And that the kufr of an individual, it needs to be more clear than the daylight of the day. You know how we have today, mashallah, it's a very sunny day. And it's something that is agreed upon. Something that is agreed upon, nobody will deny. And it's something that is 100% that there is daylight, there is sunshine. It has to be more clearer than the sunshine in the day. قال الإمام الشوكاني رحمه الله تعالى, he said, اعلم, know, أن الحكم على الرجل المسلم بخروجه من دين الإسلام. Know that making a judgment on a man, a Muslim man, that he has now left the fold of Islam, ودخوله في الكفر, and he has entered into the kufr, لا ينبغي لمسلم يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر. It is not appropriate for a Muslim that believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last day, أن يقدم عليه. That he embarks upon this, إلا ببرهان, except with a proof. أوضح من شمس النهار. It is more clearer than the sunshine in the day. He mentioned his kitab Sayyid al-Jarrar. So it has to be 100%. If there's a 1% chance that no, it couldn't be, then no, we don't apply that takfir on him. يقول ابن عبد البر, ابن عبد البر المالكي رحمه الله تعالى, the great Maliki scholar, he said, القرآن والسنة ينهيان عن تفسيق المسلم وتكفيره ببيان لا إشكال فيه. The Quran and the Sunnah, they prohibit us from تفسيق المسلم, declaring a Muslim to be a fasiq, and also declaring him to be a kafir, ببيان, with a clarification that there's no problem with it. And it's something that is found. فالواجب في النظر أن لا يكفر إلا من اتفق الجميع على تكفيره. And it is wajib when it comes to these matters that one doesn't declare anyone to be a kafir except من اتفق الجميع, that the people have come into agreement in regards to his kufr. أو قام على تكفيره دليل لا مدفع له من كتاب أو سنة. Or when the takfir is being established, that it is with a proof, you don't find anything from the Quran and the Sunnah that might push it to any side, or might make us or give us an understanding that there's a possibility that our act is not kufr. There's nothing that comes from the Quran and Sunnah that might deny it. And that was mentioned in his Kitab al-Tamheed, which is an explanation of Muwatta ibn Malik. Just recently we covered this in Madrasat al-Umari, in the Madkhal of Ilm al-Hadith. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, in volume number 12, page 501, فَلَيْسَ لِأَحَدٍ أَن يُكَفِّرَ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. It is not for anyone to declare anyone from the Muslims to be a kafir. وَإِنْ أَخْطَأَ وَغَلِطَ حَتَّى تُقَامَ عَلَيْهِ الْحُجَّةَ وَتُبَيِّنُ لَهُ الْمَحَجَّةَ. If this person, he falls into mistake or he errs, حَتَّى, until, تُقَامُ عَلَيْهِ الْحُجَّةَ وَتُبَيِّنُ الْمَحَجَّةَ, until the proofs are established to him and everything's been made clear to him. وَمَنْ ثَبَتَ إِيمَانُهُ بِيَقِينٍ. And whoever's iman now is affirmed with certainty, لَمْ يَزَلْ ذَلِكَ عَنْهُ بِشَكٍ. لَمْ يَزَلْ ذَلِكَ عَنْهُ بِشَكٍ. It cannot be taken away from him through doubts. So a person now, he has entered into Islam and his iman is known without a shadow وَلَا شَكٌ وَلَا رَيْبٌ. We know that this person is a Muslim. You cannot take the Islam away from him after that Islam has come upon him through certainty with something that is doubtful. بَلْ لَا يَزُولُ إِلَّا بَعْدَ إِقَامَةِ الْحُجَّةِ وَإِزَالَةِ الشُّبْهَةِ. And it doesn't get removed from him. You cannot take it away from him until these two things. إِقَامَةِ الْحُجَّةِ وَإِزَالَةِ الشُّبْهَةِ. Establishing the proofs and also removing the doubts. And this is something, brothers and sisters, that you find Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala constantly mention it in his works, the importance of إِقَامَةِ الْحُجَّةِ وَإِزَالَةِ الشُّبْهَةِ. Establishing the proofs and also removing the doubts. Establishing the proofs and removing the doubts. Time and time again, which he reiterates, and we'll come on to that later as well, inshallah ta'ala. Also, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, and I will quote this later again for another purpose, in Majmu' al-Fatawa, volume number 12, page 180. فَالْإِمَامُ أَحْمَدَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهُ تَرَحَّمَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, he sought mercy upon them. يعني الخلفاء الذين تأثروا بمقالة الجهمية. يعني the rulers in his time, those who beat him, those who were there in his time, those who became affected through the statements and the positions of the Jahmiyyah, الَّذِينَ زَعَمُوا الْقَوْلَ بِخَلْقِ الْقُرْآنِ وَنَصَرُوهُ. Those who claimed that the Qur'an was created and aided it. We know, brothers and sisters, that the Qur'an is not created. The Qur'an is not created. And anyone who says that the Qur'an is created, this person has fallen into kufr. It's an act of kufr. And we know that these people, brothers and sisters, they beat and they whipped Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, and they called for him to be beaten, to be punished and imprisoned. But look at Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, istaghfara lahum, he sought forgiveness for them. And we mentioned before also likewise that a kafir, you cannot see forgiveness for him if he dies, and you cannot stand in his grave and etc. لعلمه بأنه لم يتبين لهم, with the knowledge, يعني Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, that it didn't become clear to these rulers that those Jahmiyyah أنهم مكذبون للرسول, that those Jahmiyyah are denying and they are denying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ولا جاحدون لما جاء به, and also negating that which he came with. ولكن تأولوا فأخطأوا, rather they just misinterpreted and they erred. وقلدوا من قال ذلك لهم, and they also just blind follow those who said these statements to them. So because of the fact that they were affected by those around them, يعني the rulers, خلفاء الذين تأثروا بمقالة الجهمية, those rulers who were there at the time, who became affected by those around them, Imam Ahmad رحمه الله تعالى didn't declare them to be kuffar. Look at now the wara, the taqwa, the carefulness, the ta'anni, and not jumping into declaring a person to be a kafir, as we see today on the sah in our society. People just giving them out like his raffle tickets, like his happy days. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala also says in volume number 3, page 229, هَذَا مَعَ أَنِّي دَائِمًا وَمَنْ جَالَسَنِي يَعْلَمُ ذَلِكَ مِنِّي. Those who sit with me, they know this, that I always say, أني من أعظم, they know of me, أني من أعظم الناس نهيا عن أن ينسب معين إلى تكفير وتفسيق ومعصية. That I am the furthest of the people, furthest from those who prohibit others and also to ascribe to a specific person that he's a kafir or he has transgression with him or he has evil with him. إلا إذا علم, except if it's known, أنه قد قامت عليه الحجة, أنه قد قامت عليه الحجة الرسالية. Except if we come to know that the hujja, the proofs have been established on him, التي من خالفها كان كافرا تارة. And if a person was to oppose it, يعني these proofs that have been established to him, and if he was to oppose it, he would become a kafir in some cases, وفاسقا أخرى, or a transgressor in certain other cases, وعاصيا أخرى, or a disobedient person in other instances. وإني أقرر, for indeed I acknowledge and I affirm, أن الله قد غفر لهذه الأمة خطأها, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven this ummah in that which they have erred in. وذلك يعم الخطأ في المسائل, في المسائل الخبرية القولية والمسائل العملية. And the خطأ, the mistake, it is general when it comes to the matters that when a person might utter a certain thing, والمسائل العملية, and also the actions that a person might commit. وما زال السلف يتنازعون في كثير من هذه المسائل. And you find in the Salaf, they still dispute, they have differed from amongst them in these issues. ولم يشهد أحد منهم على أحد لا بكفر ولا بفسق ولا معصية. And they haven't claimed يعني against any of these people that has now fallen into kufr and fisq and ma'asi, يعني matters that is up for discussion. Now inshallah ta'ala, brothers and sisters, I want to move on to mawani' al-takfir, the preventative factors of a takfir. The first one inshallah ta'ala that we're going to take is al-khata, a person falling into kufr out of mistake. And inshallah ta'ala, brothers and sisters, I want to use Jacob aka Ya'qub as an example. وَبِالْمِثَالِ يَتَّضِحِ الْمَقَالِ. I want to give you practical examples inshallah ta'ala, so you're upon clarity and you can maybe picture it inshallah ta'ala in front of you. Jacob was previously a Christian and then he became a Muslim. He became a Muslim. So his name changed from Jacob, say, you know, Christian way of saying the name, Ya'qub. And then after becoming Muslim, he changed it into Ya'qub. Inshallah. So the first one, al-khata, وَهُوَ إِنْتِفَاءُ الْخَصْدِ, which is in opposition to doing something intentionally. مِثْلَ سَبْخِ اللِّسَانِ, like a slip of the tongue. And that which shows this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statement, وَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ فِيمَا أَخْطَأْتُمْ بِهِ, and there's no harm upon you in that which you have erred in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِنْ نَسِينَا وَأَخْطَأْنَا, O Allah, do not hold us to account in that which we have forgotten or that which we have erred in, that which we have done out of mistake. So, brothers and sisters, if a person now does something out of mistake, and I'm going to give you an example inshallah ta'ala that will clarify it even more. If a person now falls into kufr, or falls into bid'ah, or falls into fisq, transgression, out of mistake, we cannot declare him to be a kafir. We cannot declare him to be a kafir. It needs to be done intentionally, and you need to know that. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ. The hadith that we've heard so many times, أي لا يقبل أي عمل إلا بنية. No action is accepted except through the intention. If a person hasn't done that out of intention, like for example me, you have the Quran. We know that anyone that steps on the Quran is a kafir, left the fold of Islam. Even if he doesn't say with his tongue, or he doesn't believe the Quran to be a evil book. If he steps on it, he's a kafir. But if I step on it now out of mistake, and I don't know it's there, can you declare me to be a kafir? The answer is no. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also said, مَا أَخْشَ عَلَيْكُمْ الْفَقْرَ وَلَكِنْ أَخْشَ عَلَيْكُمْ التَّكَاثُرُ. I do not fear for you poverty, but that which I fear for you is يعني being excessive, being extravagant. وَمَا أَخْشَ عَلَيْكُمْ الْخَطَأَ, and I don't fear for you doing something out of mistake. وَلَكِنْ أَخْشَ عَلَيْكُمْ الْعَمْدَ, but that which I fear for you is doing something intentionally, purposefully. أخرجه أحمد بإسناد صحيح. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala narrated it with a chain of narration that is sahih. وَالدَّلِيلُ عَلَىٰ عَدَمِ مُؤَاخَذَةِ مَنْ وَقَعَ فِي كُفْرٍ خَطَأً, and that which shows that we cannot, you know, hold a person to account if he does an act of kufr through mistake. أو كَانَ بِسَبَبِ زَلَّةِ اللِّسَانِ, or it is done through a slip of the tongue. مَا رَوَاهُ إِمَامُ مُسْلِمٍ فِي صَحِيحِ مِنْ حَدِيثِ أَنَسِ بْنِ مَالِكِ, that which was narrated by Imam Muslim rahimahullah ta'ala in his sahih on the authority of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, anna nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allahu ashaddu farhan bi tawbati 'abdihi hina yatubu ilayhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes severely happy with the tawbah of an individual when he makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then an individual من أحدكم كان على راحلته بأرض فلت. He becomes more happy than an individual that when he has his riding camel in the middle of the desert, for example, an abandoned place. So he has his riding camel, فانفلت منه, it runs away from him. وعليها طعامه وشرابه فأيس منها. And upon his riding camel, brothers and sisters, you have food. He has his food on there. He has his drink on there. And he has lost hope in it. Imagine now, brother and sister, you're in the middle of the desert. All you have, a source of yani income, yani food and drink. You're in the middle of nowhere. You have your food and your drink and your other source of nutrition on this. If you don't have this food, sooner or later you're going to die, brother. So this riding camel runs away from you and you have absolutely nothing because you're not carrying your bananas and your tomatoes through your pockets. You have it all on top of your riding camel. So he ran away from you. You have nothing else. You look everywhere. You try to call it back. It's not coming back. And you've lost hope in it. Like this example, brothers and sisters, the Prophet ﷺ is telling us he has lost hope in it.